Hey friends. So this week on the podcast, we are going to have extra special guest host, David Harding, aka Nikki Taylor. So stay tuned for an all new episode of Kind of a Big Deal Podcast 2.0. Oh my God, it totally started catching that. When you said, hi. Hey everybody, I'm Clay Phoenix and welcome to Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. I'm joined by David Harding, aka Nikki Taylor.
Hi.
Which just so happens to be my partner. I don't know why. Still trying to figure it out.
Don't ask questions.
He thinks he's trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. And this guy wants to eat snacks while recording.
Hello, it's midnight and I'm a fat bitch and I like snacks.
Okay, I get that.
I'm literally sucking down some easy cheese American flavor out of a can.
Okay.
What is wrong with that? It's pasteurized cheese snack in a can.
So it's fake cheese.
Isn't everything else in the world fake? So why not suck down some fake cheese?
I mean, there's a hot dog on the front of it, isn't there?
Oh, no. Oh, there is a hot dog.
Okay, so let's talk about our weekend. Because, like, this was a crazy weekend. So
it's fun.
A lot of fun. So Friday night, David went to Deadly Divas. You want to talk a little bit about Deadly Divas?
Deadly Divas. Yes, there was 7 contestants vying for the title of Deadly Diva for 2023. And yeah, I had a few drinks.
So he...
I caught some of it.
Caught some of it. So he messaged me and I was going to go outside, you know, have a fun time, just, you know, do whatever. And he was like, oh, I really wish you were here. I was like, okay, I'm coming up. So I drove up to Hagerstown.
Oh God, you did, didn't you?
After work. Yeah. So I started drinking and I only had a couple. He had a lot more. So,
I didn't have that much. You drank way more than me.
I did not.
Oh, you did too?
I literally had one drink.
Times 4.
I had one drink. I'm talking about Friday night, not Saturday night.
Oh.
This is a different night.
I don't remember.
So, I ended up leaving my car there, and I drove back to our home, and then... We went back out.
But we bought wreaths.
Oh, we bought wreaths.
We bought Halloween wreaths to hang on our doors.
Yes, we did that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like mine's really cute and his is really cute. And
it's yours. Like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's like Hocus Pocus and it says, I smell children.
I do smell children. You stink, trolls. My troll's upstairs sleeping.
Yes, tucked into bed. So mine was black and purple, and it had like in the center, it had like this plaque with like a skeleton girl on it, and it had like a rose in her, like in what would be her hair, I guess.
It's like Day of the Dead.
Yeah. And it was just so cute, and I just had to have it, so I bought it. But I didn't need it, but I wanted it. So anyways, so we drove back and then we went back out to Hagerstown Saturday for a bingo.
At Myersville Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes, because this queen had a show to do.
Holler.
So I sat with my friend Jessica and
Love her. She's so crazy.
Shout out Jessica Jones. And boop, boop. She listens. She's like one of our five listeners. So. So.
One of the five listeners.
One of the five. So I sat with her and she introduced me to some new friends and I was just having a good old time. I had two soft pretzels and a cheeseburger and Nikki
French fries.
And French fries
and some pickle shots.
And Nikki deep throated four hot dogs.
I kinda did. I kinda have a thing for hot dogs. But I ate them without a bun, so like I cut carbs.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
I cut carbs like, four times. Actually, it'd be like eight times because like the roll has like two sides, a top and a bottom.
Oh, the logic. Is this queen logic?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's queen logic. So,
but those hot dogs were like beef hot dogs and they were so juicy and they were so long and they fit right down my throat.
Okay, so keep going here. Why do you not want to do this with me more often? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but let's go. Let's keep going.
I'm talking.
Okay.
So I met some new friends and we were just drinking, having a good time.
Kiki and Aunt, like literally they were the only section in the middle of the bingo that were like the loudest. Like people were rolling their eyes at you guys.
I know.
It was hysterical.
And everybody was so mad because we just kept getting louder and louder as the night went on. So we went over to the lodge. And if anybody has not been to the lodge in Hagerstown, it is a fabulous place. Love it. It feels like home when you walk in. And
it's a cabin in the woods.
Yes. And the owners are fabulous too. So we went to the lodge. And at this point, like I'm already starting to get slightly tipsy, but I kept drinking. So David's like, I have a show to do tomorrow in Annapolis. Like, we need to leave. And I was like, I kind of want to stay, but I kind of want to go to your show.
But I just bitch got to go home.
But I kind of want to stay. And he's like, just stay. Just stay.
Have fun.
Have a good time and just stay. So I ended up staying and kikiing with the girls, you know. And I was so messed up, like so messed up. So I'm sitting out on the patio.
With the deer.
Yes. That has a little pink wig on. So, and a bra. Forgot the bra. Yeah. And so I'm sitting outside on the patio and Jess is on my left side and Aaron is on my right side. Shout out Aaron. So we're talking and this guy walks up to the right side of me and right before this, probably like I'm going to say like 5 minutes before this, Sophia gave me a Jell-O shot.
Ooh, what kind?
A blue one.
Blue one? Oh, that was blue raspberry probably.
And she's like, and Jess and Aaron are like, you probably shouldn't have that. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm having a good time. So I did the Jell-O shot. So this guy walks up like 5 minutes later on the right side of me. And he's like, hey, you have a Jell-O shot? And Jess goes, really? And I'm like, what are you talking about? A Jell-O shot? Because at this point, like I'm like at that point where I'm like, I just want food. Like I'm pulling a Nikki right here. I'm like,
I always want food. That shit was probably going on and my ass was already down in the corner at Sheets.
Oh, no, this is way after you were at Sheets. This was like right before we left the lodge. They were literally closing. Like they literally came outside and got us and said we had to leave. So
you're those kind of people.
Oh yeah. This was pretty late. So this guy like walks up to the right side of me and Jess was not having it.
I mean, I was already in bed sleeping while I was driving down 95.
You probably would have laughed at Jess. It was so funny. He's like flirting with me, like hitting on me. And she's like, excuse me, are you coming over here to talk to my man? And he's like, oh, that's your man? And I was like, yeah, we're getting married for the tax benefits. She starts kicking me. Like, Clay, stop. Clay, knock it off. And
I mean, she probably does have a bigger, never mind.
She probably has a bigger dick than most men. So she was like snapping at him, and he's like, oh, I just came over to ask about the Jell-O shot. And she's like, what, the Jell-O shot that we talked about an hour ago? Like, goodbye. And he just turned around and walked away. Like, she was not having it. Like, we were trying to have a conversation, and this guy just comes up. I don't even give a crap about what he looked like or anything. Like, I didn't even look at him. I was literally just in my own world. I was having a good time kikiing with my girls, and Jess was like, no, you need to go. Like, get out of here. You're interrupting our conversation. It was so, so freaking funny. What a great reaction.
Thanks.
So we ended up going to Denny's. Aaron drove me to Denny's.
Lenny's.
And then we
What did you get to eat?
Oh, I got chicken tendies and fries.
Oh, of course.
With ranch.
But how much ranch?
Oh.
Because they give you like these standard size little cups, and you need like the bowl.
So they gave
like a soup bowl of ranch.
They give 2 ounce souffle cups of ranch.
What the hell is that? That's not ranch.
Thank you. And I had 4 of them. Sophia kept having to ask for more. Mayo, it was my mayo, and it was her mayonnaise.
They really need to sell the Hidden Valley Ranch by like the gallon size in the grocery stores.
They do. They totally do. They would make so much money
off of you.
Yeah. Ranch is like God's nectar. What?
Okay.
If you could have seen his face right now. Oh my God. But so we had a good time. We were laughing. We were joking. We were talking about eating ass. It was a great time. So then after we had left.
I almost ate somebody's ass.
What?
I did. I almost ate somebody's ass.
Did you?
Almost, because I was asleep behind the wheel. And all of a sudden, I opened up my eyes, and there was this ass with lights in it in front of my face.
So the ass end of a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost ate ass.
So we were looking up how to make eating ass taste better. So, and it's like literally like it's a whole list on this site. Like there was like a whole entire article written about eating ass. Rule number one is good hygiene.
You gotta wash that.
Uh-huh. You gotta wash
inside
that
inside and out.
Gotta wash that boozy. 2, put syrup on it.
Oh. Talk about a honey nut Cheerio.
So turn your cake into flapjacks and smother it with syrup. And then 3 was just don't do it. Now, why wouldn't that be the first one?
Just don't do it.
Just don't eat ass. That's how to make ass taste better. That should have been the first one. They wrote that article backwards, I think.
Oh, maybe.
They did.
Bitches.
I give it 0 stars. But
well, I give it a hole in one.
Boom, so then Sophia let me stay at her house.
Her house is so cute.
It is cute. And then so I woke up at like I don't know what time, texted David.
We didn't go to bed till like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was like late.
4 o'clock in the morning, because you messaged me and my ass was already in bed asleep.
Yeah. And then so I woke up in the morning, messaged David, and then fell right back asleep. And so eventually I got back to my car and I came back home. And then once I got back home.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we immediately left. And went up to Harrisburg, PA for Miss gay Pennsylvania.
America 2023.
Thank you for finishing that because I knew I was forgetting something.
Of course.
So let's have a little chit chat about that, shall we?
About what? Miss Gay Pennsylvania?
Miss Gay Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Now, first of all, anybody that is listening, and I know some of you that are listening is from Pennsylvania, he may call you guys crazy.
Because they are.
Because everybody in Maryland thinks that we're all crazy, but at least we are not blowing our horns like we are Karens out here on these roads.
Y'all float around down the chocolate Hershey Street all the time.
Honk, honk. What? Who? No. Not everything about Pennsylvania is Hershey's.
Well, that's the only fun part about Pennsylvania. Hershey Park.
There's a lot of cool things in Pennsylvania. There's Gettysburg.
Never been there.
There's the Turkey Hill Factory.
Ooh, ice cream.
You can make your own ice cream.
Shut up. Let me get tickets. Let's go.
It's right over the bridge. It's not that far from here.
That girl likes candy ice cream. Then we can go over to Hershey Park and get chocolate and fudge.
There's Wolfgang Candies.
Ooh, candy.
That you can go in there and buy their secondhand stuff, and it's like a big trash bag looking thing.
I'm going to get diabetes. My legs are going to turn purple and fall off.
Yeah, probably get gangrene. Yep.
They won't look pretty in a pair of heels.
Anyway, stay on track. Stay on track. Yeah, that would not look good in a pair of heels. You have heels in your
I'd be like
bugs.
The brat style. I can literally just take my shoes off and stick another pair on.
Yeah.
Like right at the ankle. Just take the whole thing off. Walk around with the stub.
Then we could call you the pegged queen. Oh my God. I'm so stupid. But anyways.
Forget about fisting. Just come over here and jump on my stump.
Oh my God. I saw this thing on Facebook. Remember those Grindr things that I always show you guys?
Oh yeah, because you're on Grindr all the time.
No. It's a funny thing. Like it's funny things that they find from Grindr. I don't even have
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. You were like anyways, you're cracking me up right now.
Why?
Your face. So the that sounded really bad. But the facial
My face is so funny.
The facial expressions you're making are cracking me up. So oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. Oh.
The Grindr messages?
Yeah. So there was one Grindr message on there that said, so do you enjoy jerking off? And he's like, and the guy messaged back and said, no, I predominantly use my right hand and it's just a stub. And the guy messaged back and was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, but your dad really liked me fisting him with it.
Ew.
Like, I was like, oh, brother. But it was funny. I giggled. So, Miss Gay Pennsylvania, America 2023. Yes. Getting serious. So, let's just kiki and have a little conversation about that.
Beautiful gowns.
Well, no. No, let's start with the fact that I paid $58 to get into this event and didn't even have a seat that I could sit in.
Well,
we stood the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sucked. They're advertising, paying a certain price for general admission and then getting tickets for tables, and there were no tables.
Yes. So, whatever. I digress. Continue.
But it was a cute bar. It was a cute place.
Oh, Nocturnal is cute. If you're ever in Harrisburg, PA, stop at Nocturnal. It's a really cute club and a really cute place. And the bartenders are awesome.
I mean, so, the main thing that caught my eye the most was walking into the jewelry table.
Of course it did, because this queen loves her jewelry.
God, there's jewelry everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. And then, so it's so funny. This bitch is over here at the table and she's like picking things up and like showing them to me. Oh, babe, I love this. Oh, babe, I really need this. Oh, how much money do you have? $17. That's not going to help you. Really? Because I really need this. This would go perfect with presentation. Oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous. I have $17.
I was about to turn into swiper, no swiping.
This bitch, she would turn into swiper, no swiping. She would swipe that shit up.
I would not.
While Joanna Blue standing there yelling at her, swiper, no swiping.
Totally would not. That's just honest.
Oh, that's just honest.
And tasteless.
And tasteless. If you guys cannot tell, like, we are late putting this episode out, and we are both tired, like, detrimentally tired. So,
not me.
Bitch, you fall asleep while driving.
That's not my fault. That's a medical issue.
Mm-hmm. Is falling asleep while taking a shit a medical issue, too?
Yep, because everything goes numb.
Okay. All right. I'll let you win that one.
Next.
So, anyway, so what was some highlights from Miss Gay Pennsylvania America 2023? You know what? I hate that we have to call it Miss Gay Pennsylvania. We don't say Pennsylvania in Pennsylvania. It's always PA. So it would be Miss Gay PA America 2023.
Pennsylvania.
No, we call it PA. We do not call it Pennsylvania. It is a mouthful to say Pennsylvania. So we call it PA.
I mean, you don't come to MD to get some crabs.
No, but we go to VA, which people in Virginia call it VA. They don't say Virginia. Marylanders, I mean, are just
so what do you snotty. What if you decide to go down to Disney? You're going to go to FLA? FLU.
No, you go to Florida. It's only two syllables. Pennsylvania. It's four syllables. It's a lot to say. It's a mouthful. So when you say Miss Gay Pennsylvania America,
well, if people took the chocolate bars out their lips, maybe they could say the whole word Pennsylvania.
Oh my God. We don't eat chocolate like that. I'm from Pennsylvania and I don't even like chocolate.
That's not of God.
Yes, it is. When it tastes like barf to me, it is of God.
How dare you?
Hershey's chocolate tastes like barf. You cannot tell me it does not.
It does not.
It does not. Really?
It doesn't.
Now, if you give me some Lindt or some Ferrero Rocher or whatever that's called.
You want Lindt? You'd rather eat Lindt?
L-I-N-T.
Like belly button Lindt? You'd rather eat Lindt than a candy bar?
No, Lindt chocolate. L-I-N-D-T. The fancy chocolates.
Lindor.
Lindor is a completely different one. It's spelled L-I-N-D-T, and then there is Lindor chocolate. There's two different kinds. There's Lindt chocolate, Lindor chocolate.
Well, if it ain't Hershey, I ain't eating.
Ferrero Rocher. Why? What is so special about Hershey's chocolate? It's literally redneck chocolate. They got famous because they literally smooshed up cocoa beans and put milk with it, and it's like, put a little barf flavor in there, and then everybody wants to eat it.
No, it is not. It is specially harvested and baked, and it goes through a heating process, and it's melted down, and they use special milk.
Oh, hold on 1 second. There's the singing cows. We use our milk to make this special chocolate. All right, continuing. I just feel like I'm in Hershey World right now. And you're just telling me the story that I've
heard
10,000 times.
All I can do is smell it. But the chocolate that comes out of there is much creamier and softer. It's fresher.
Well, no crap. Because they ship it all the way around the country.
So because they're famous.
Yes. So, fun fact, the county that I am from is actually the snack capital of the nation. Most of your snacks come from that county and neighboring counties. Pennsylvania is a snack state. There's so many different places that make snacks. There's Bickles. There's Hers. There's Utz. There's Martin's. There's Hershey's. There's Snyder's. That's all in PA. Hanover vegetables are from Pennsylvania.
And they taste like shit.
So does Hershey chocolate.
Well, then I guess everything comes out of Pennsylvania is shitty.
Including me. Is that where you're going with that joke?
No.
Yes, it was. I see it on your face.
Hurt.
You look like a clown with that microphone in front of your face.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Now, can we stay on topic here?
You're the one that got off of it.
Yes, because my ADHD. Leave me alone.
Oh, what the hell is that my fault?
I wasn't coming at you.
This Pennsylvania, America, 2023.
I wasn't coming at you, but continue. Speak on it. Tell us.
It was a fantastic pageant. Lots of talented, beautiful individuals. Gowns were amazing. Talents were great.
Oh, how about that talent that had like they were like holding the balls? That was so much fun. I liked that one.
Can't remember her name.
Yeah, I know the last name was Diamond. Kishina, something. I'm butchering it, and that's not fair to that queen. But that was so much fun. And then Morgan's talent doing that grease number. It was so, as if just touching my heart. It was so much fun. And then the gowns. Oh, the gowns were just sparkling. Oh, and then the presentation outfits.
Amethyst Diamond, the current reigning Miss Gay Maryland America, and current reigning Miss Gay Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Like her opening presentation of Jafar?
Yes, Jafar.
Was awesome.
Awesome. It was. And living for every moment of that. That was so cool. And then there was the other one that was like, it was like a Captain Hook type play. And her hat, she had like the crocodile like on her hat. So it was like made into her hat. It was really cool looking. I don't remember what her drag name was to shout her out, but it was really cool looking.
I don't remember.
And then, you know, there was some Cruellas and no Maleficent. Still shocked by that.
Because it was villains and just Disney villains, wasn't it?
It was Disney villains.
Disney villain themed?
Yeah. And then
I'm down for it.
The one that the queen that was giving up her crown for her give up number, she was dressed as Snow White, which was a really cool play on Snow White. It was awesome.
You can't ask me people's names. That's one of my biggest downfalls is I have a hard time remembering people's names.
Yeah, I know.
I remember faces.
I can't remember their name.
No.
I'd be like, who's that? I don't remember their name.
My cognitive function has gotten worse over the past several months. So,
yes.
It makes it a little difficult to remember things sometimes.
Yeah. Agreed. Turn your microphone. Yeah. See the newer?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh. Does that sound clearer?
Yes, it does.
All right.
And she's back. But, so yeah, it was a very fun weekend. And then today we got to go see AB play some cornhole, and she was fantastic at it. No comments?
I zoned off. No, she did good.
Yeah, she did do really good. But.
Yeah, it's their Sports for Life program.
Yeah.
My daughter has some learning disabilities, and she's in the life skills program at school. Sorry. And then, it's every quarter they have their,
I just lost my thought too. It's their
Sports for Life.
Yeah, Sports for Life. So every quarter they have a different sport activity, and all of the kids from all of the schools get together who are in the life skills program, and they have a really good time.
Yeah. So they all did have a really good time.
I think their next one for next quarter is bowling.
Yes. Yeah, they did say that. The announcer was talking about it. But it's really cool. It's really cool to see.
She did the bowling last year, and she was the top girl in her school for bowling from North Hartford.
You know, she always complains about doing those, but when she does them, she has so much fun. And she's good at it.
Yeah, she does a good job.
Yeah. So the one thing that I really like seeing, like with the Sports for Life, is the kids, the other kids in the school that are helping them, like playing with them and like doing them, they're helping them out, like when they're doing the different things that aren't in that program, but they still are stepping up and helping out. I really like to see that, because like so often people with learning disabilities or people that are different get looked down on, and a lot of kids
or physical disabilities just in general.
Yeah, like kids will make fun of them. So like to see like other kids that don't have those things going on to like step in and like want to be there and want to work with them and be friends with them, I really like seeing that. Especially having two sisters that, you know, struggle with, you know, disabilities themselves.
Right.
And to like see like just like there's programs, not this program in particular, but like I like seeing this program, and I wish that like other people would make programs like this to allow them to do things to just bring a smile to their face or just meet somebody new or let them know that there's more people out there like them and they're not alone. And like my sister has Rett syndrome, so she's in a wheelchair and she can't speak or anything like that, and she like uses a computer to talk to us. But I think she would absolutely love doing things like that, like just having a little bit of time and like playing a game that, you know, she doesn't typically get to play, but, you know, people are allowing her to do it. So,
I mean, ultimately, people should allow them to do anything, whatever they want to do.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
If it makes them happy, let them do it.
Yeah. It's just that, I mean, they're not that I know of. I don't know of any, like, programs.
Biggest thing it comes down to is support.
Yeah.
Like, if their family doesn't support them, then they're not going to do anything. No matter how hard others may try.
Yeah. And I
mean, look at how many kids that were there today on the field.
Yeah.
And how many parents were in the stand? Not even half.
Yeah, and that's sad. It's really sad. And, like, it's also more sad that, like, certain parents won't, like, they're embarrassed by their child. Like, that's your child. Like, whether they're different or not, just love your child. Love them for being different.
And who said that they're different? Maybe we're the ones that are different.
Well, I often believe that people with, like, Down syndrome and autism and Rett syndrome, they're put here on this earth and they're made to teach us that we have to stop judging so much. Everybody judges so much, but I've met very few people with learning disabilities that are unhappy. Like, they're
part of that is because they've been blessed to use different parts of their brain than what we do.
Yeah. And they're like, they're just a good time. Like, my sister Brooke is always a good time. She's always got you laughing. She's always saying something that there's something coming out of her mouth that you're just laughing your butt off at. And she just is normal to me at this point. But like other people don't view her as being normal. And so like, I think that they're there to like keep us from judging people and to teach us that everybody's different. And
well, plus if they grew up in a household where they weren't around it or know anybody that, you know, has that particular lifestyle, they're not going to be comfortable with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not. But
just like everybody else, treat them like everyone else. Treat them like you would your neighbor.
But yeah, definitely really like the Sports for Life program. It's definitely a lot of fun to see them have fun. Not only just Alyssa, but like all of them having fun. It's just really cool to see that.
Yeah, and they always do like a big event too, like at the end of the school year. They all come in and they all get awards and certificates and they all get medals and stuff like that. So it makes them really happy.
Yeah. And that's good for them. It makes them feel appreciated and loved. And that's good. I mean, especially the ones that don't have the support like some of the others do.
Right.
Yeah. So how did we get on, go from drag to talking about
children? Individuals with disabilities. Disabilities? I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Probably because it's like something that we have in common and we deal with every day on a daily basis.
Yeah. It is. I mean,
what's normal to us is not normal to others.
Yeah. That I find really interesting too, because like I am the second oldest of 12. So like,
that's too many damn kids.
It's a lot. Imagine how I feel being the oldest boy.
I would have had to run away.
I did. So the thing that I've noticed is like each one of my siblings teaches me something different. So like if I went down the line, I could tell you what each of my siblings have taught me. And that to me is something that other people will never have.
Right.
Because they have like one or two siblings or they have no siblings.
I only have one.
Yeah.
A bro.
What up, bro?
Bro.
But so like to see all the different personalities and to learn things from each and every one of them, like, you know, my sister Carrie, you know, she has things that she's taught me. My sister Brooke's got things that she's taught me. Every single one of my siblings, even my brothers, have taught me something that helps, you know, like me in my life. And that's definitely a blessing that I have had.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from.
Yeah.
Sorry, that Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream soda made my nose.
That's because you just chugged it like it was a beer. Yeah,
you just thirsty. I was thirsty.
Okay. Now, what were you saying?
I forgot.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on. It sounded like it was something good.
I don't remember what it was.
When I was talking about my siblings and learning different things from each sibling. And you were like, and that's. And then nothing. But we will move on.
Senior moment.
Senior moment. So fun fact, did you know that you do not have to be a certain age to get AARP?
I know. They've been trying to send me that shit since I was like 16.
Yeah, they've been sending
it. Just because I had gray hair back then, it didn't mean you had to start sending me a damn card.
They have started sending it to me when I was 18. Like, and I did not know that you could get it at any age. But yeah, that's what I learned over the weekend. You always learn something.
Interesting. Did you suck your teeth?
No, I went every
you single sucked your teeth.
Every what I did not suck my teeth. I didn't
you
like
just
a,
did it.
Oh. Is that called sucking your teeth?
Yeah. You're just like, whatever.
Oh, okay. So got me all confused.
Doesn't take much. You're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, at least I don't fall asleep while driving it's and honking my horn.
I don't honk my horn. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
I literally was at a Royal Farms and I put my car into reverse and this car was pulling out of the gas pump and I stopped and I was not moving. This person literally honked their horn all the way up to the back end of my car, put the front of their car towards the back end of mine, just a little bit of space in between, and kept laying on their horn until I put my car into park. Then they backed up, honked their horn again while pulling off.
See, I would have had to get out of the car and be like, listen, Karen.
I was like, what in the heck is going on in this state?
I would have turned my car off and put it in park, got out and went into the store and left my car sitting right there in the middle of the parking lot. Bitch, don't play with me.
I was just like, what is going on right now? They were so mad.
Karen.
Nothing.
She probably needed to get laid.
It was a he.
He probably needed to get laid.
So is that a Ken? A Karen and a Kenny.
It's a something. A
Karen and a Kenny. You can imagine if somebody is like in a relationship and it's a Karen and a Kenny and they're both like that. That would be crazy.
I'd have to hang myself.
Yeah, I probably would too. Not gonna lie. But
can't do it, stupid.
Anyway, so anything else you would like to tackle?
What I can think of at the moment.
All right.
I want to tackle this easy can of cheese. I say, I think I already tackled it. I think I ate the whole can.
Damn.
I think I did.
That was quick. All right, so if you would like to follow Nikki, you can follow her at the Nikki Taylor, which is spelled TheNikiTaylor. We could not add that extra K because it was already taken.
I know, right?
So that's all that we have for you this week. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, always be a big deal.
Holler.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, 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 I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace, no war. Cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.